This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
My name is Monique and I am 26 years old. I'm a member of the Melbourne gay and lesbian community and I'm on the board of the Midsummer Festival and in particular I work on the opening night event for that. I'm one of the few chicks on the board of Midsummer. I think at the moment there's about four of us. There weren't that many a few months ago, so we've recruited some more girls, which is fantastic. So I guess there's a mix of about 10 of us on the board and we work at producing a number of events for Midsummer that cater for the gay and lesbian community. So I think I'm in there sort of looking after, well, not necessarily looking just after the girls, but making sure the girls get fairly represented in that mix. I think the fondest memories I have of my childhood are hanging out with my cousins in Blackburn South, which is another eastern suburb. We used to meet at my nan's house every Saturday. And I think even as a girl, you know, I've always been a bit of a tomboy, so most of my childhood experiences were either climbing trees or exploring drains or jumping creeks and stuff like that. So the best, most strong experiences as a kid are like making rope swings and stuff like that down at the creek with my cousins. I live with my girlfriend Jess in an apartment in Fitzroy and I work in TV by day for Fremantle Media in their development unit, so that's kind of like a think tank for new TV shows. And my other unpaid volunteer job is doing all the Midsummer stuff after hours. I think being a lesbian really impacts on your life, but in ways that you don't necessarily realise. Like, I didn't come out until I was about 20 or 21, and that was kind of post-uni as well, so I never had that real come-out, go-crazy kind of time when I was at uni when everyone kind of shags each other and belongs to cool clubs and does crazy stuff. So I don't think I was in the closet, or maybe I was, but I wasn't even aware that I was a lesbian until, you know, I'd finished uni. But I think when I did come out, or when I really did fall for someone I worked with in my first job, just that sense of certainty of knowing that you're capable of loving another person intimately and emotionally was a very satisfying feeling. And to know that you have the capacity to love and the certainty of that feeling, I think translates to a lot of other areas in life. So I know it sounds kind of crazy, but if I'm thinking up an idea for a new TV show, I have a feeling in my belly when I know something's right and is going to work, and I think that can kind of tie back to sexuality as well.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.